This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Airbnb.
I just got invited to the first wedding of the summer.
Yeah.
Happens to be a gay wedding.
Nice.
Very excited to attend.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Tuesday, T-Boy Tuesday, July 19th, and today's pod is the best one yet, TBOI, Jack.
T-Boy Tuesday. Nick, what's our first story?
First story, you tell me. What's our first story? What are you doing here?
Funny headline we read last week, Nick. A U.S. judge has ruled that Subway sandwiches can be sued over their tuna sandwich.
I mean, Jack, does this mean we got to discuss the Barbra Streisand effect?
I think so.
I think we got to talk about the Barbra Streisand effect.
For our second story, after 10 years, Snapchat is not just on an app. It's now on the web, too.
Yeah, it is, because people grow up, so why don't products grow up?
Our third and final story. Airlines just announced earnings, and the situation for airlines can be summed up by one flight.
This is wild. Delta just flew an entire plane from London to Detroit with just lost bags.
Aisle seat, window seat, Samsonite don't care.
No luggage is lost. It's just on vacation.
But before we hit that wonderful mix, Nick.
Honestly, perfect mix for a T-Boy Tuesday. I love this mix.
Last month, we were in New York.
Last week, we were in Los Angeles.
We had some fantastic dinners on these business trips.
Jack, remember the Pasquale Jones Little Neck Clam Pizza?
How could I forget? What about the pork shoulder something at Major Domo last week?
I still smell like some kind of a barbecue sauce. So yeah, I remember it well.
But during our power hour lunch break,
yeah, Jack,
Nick and I noticed a funny thing each lunch.
Here's what we noticed. Our sweet green salad cost a salad and a half.
Did that salad have chicken or lobster?
I'm not sure. Did you get the caviar on the side, Jack?
Yetis, lunch menus have gotten expensive.
And it's not just us. This is a new thing, and it's called lunch.
Inflation that's crushing your luncheon.
I'm sorry, is there a buy now, pay later option for this Cobb salad?
Besties, the average cost of a sandwich in this country, it's up 14% in the past year.
Jack, the average cost of a wrap this year, it's up 18%.
Now, we're not trying to sound like our grandpa, but back in our day, chicken and rice at a food cart, how much was it, Nick?
Street meat, that was going to cost us $5 back in our day, Jack.
Now you need a loan just to order a lentil soup.
Don't even get us started on the arugula.
Guac's now extra, extra.
You need to work the night shift just to pay for that poppy seed bagel.
But Yetis, it's Nick and me here. If you're frustrated with that inflated falafel, just remember this.
That $12 turmeric smoothie, it's a treat yourself.
The shawarma bowl, it's sure worth it.
And doggy bags, they aren't just for dogs.
Take it home. Put it in your purse.
One pork shoulder, that's two pork ankles.
Let's ration our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Subway Sandwiches tried to end lawsuits that its tuna isn't really tuna, baby, asterisk, more to the story.
But now Subway is suffering from the Barbra Streisand effect.
Jack, can you take us back to 1996? Happy Gilmore comes out. It's a laugh riot. And what did Happy Gilmore tell us about the sandwich?
I could really go for a Subway cold cut combo.
I eat three every day to keep me strong, Grandma.
Well, one customer wanted to get strong like Happy Gilmore. So she ate over 100 tuna sandwiches between 2013 and 2019, according to her lawsuit.
But before she ate her 101st sandwich, she paused, took a moment, and said, "Is this really tuna?
Is anyone a marine biologist?"
She did literally ask a marine biologist to help her find the answer.
And according to her lawsuit, she found 20 Subway tuna sandwiches from different restaurants and sent them to a lab to check it out.
And Jack, what were the results from that lab that tested those 20 different tuna sandwiches samples from Subway?
According to her lawsuit, that reputable lab found no detectable tuna DNA in 19 of those 20 sandwiches.
Oh, on that basis, she sued Subway.
The case is still pending.
Subway tuna, maybe funa.
But Yetis, this isn't Subway's first rodeo with faux ingredients.
No, this is what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. There is more drama in the Subway food than in your buddy's homemade mayo.
Oh, do you have any Hellmann's? I'm sure it's a great product.
we don't want your homemade mayo.
Besties, a court in Ireland ruled a couple years ago that Subway's bread isn't legally bread.
We repeat, Subway's bread isn't bread.
The Irish court ruled that there's too much sugar in the bread to legally call it bread.
Did you want the whole grain? Because this is a no grain.
And foot-long eaters of Subway sandwiches filed a class action lawsuit in 2016 that $5 foot-long was rounding up big time.
Apparently, those foot-long meatball subs are 10 inches tops.
This is 11 inches soaking wet.
I'm 6 foot. Actually, I'm 5'11". All right, 5'10 and a half. Let's roll with it.
The worst thing, though, about getting sued in America, even if there's no merit to the lawsuit, the suit can damage your reputation.
Yeah, so Jack, what did Subway just ask a court over in San Francisco?
They asked a court in San Francisco to end any lawsuits now and in the future about this contentious tuna sandwich.
And Jack, what was Subway Sandwich's defense to that court in San Francisco?
They said, "Hey, we went onto the fishing vessel and we can confirm it's 100% tuna.
Any other DNA in the test, that's from cross contact." But Jack, what is the news that just broke last week for Subway Sandwiches?
The court defied Subway.
They sank the Subway.
They said Subway can be sued for these tuna sandwiches.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Subway Sandwiches?
This is Exhibit A of the Barbra Streisand effect.
The Barbra Streisand effect. Besties, let's go back to 2002 when a couple of conservationists wanted to photograph the California Pacific Coast.
Those conservationists were upset that resorts and developments were harming the natural Pacific coastline.
So they had a straightforward idea. Take pictures of the entire coast from a helicopter just for the record.
Well, legendary singer and actress Barbra Streisand said to these conservationists, "Hey, cool project. I love the coastline too. But would you mind skipping over my house?"
Barbra supports your environmental efforts, but she'd like her privacy too.
So please, conservationists, don't publish pictures of Barbara's mansion online. She's a celebrity. She doesn't want the undue attention.
Here's the problem. Barbara's move, it totally backfired.
Barbara's request to not get press about her mansion on the coast attracted huge press about her mansion on the coast.
Her effort to avoid unwanted attention got a whole bunch of unwanted attention.
Got way more unwanted attention than if she hadn't done anything in the first place.
It's just like Subway's lawsuit that was meant to end awareness of the tuna funa drama.
But now that the lawsuit failed, it's done the opposite.
It has. It got all the attention on the tuna funa drama.
It's the perfect example of the Barbra Streisand effect.
For our second story, Delta just announced earnings last week, and airlines are getting all of the attention right now.
Because airlines are our economy in a nutshell.
Besties, if you want to know the state of airlines today, you honestly don't even need to look at the earnings reports. You just need to look at one single plane.
Delta Flight 9888.
Delta Flight 9888.
London Heathrow to Detroit.
And here who was on that flight. You had two pilots, so two souls. And then that's it. No other people, no other human beings.
It was just bags.
That was it.
It was one plane and like 1,000 suitcases. I assume like 3 suitcases per seat.
Something like that. I mean, you know, do you strap them in?
That's the question.
Please put the mask on the bag next to you. Put the mask on yourself before putting it on the bag next to you.
Hello, I'm giving a safety presentation, people.
Can you bring more peanuts to the away bag in seat 21C?
Yetis, this wasn't just an absurd flight. This was symbolic of our entire economy.
Yeah, here's
right now.
The economy right now. It's working, but it's also kind of breaking.
So airfares are at an all-time high price. Gas prices are at all-time highs. Lost luggage is at all-time highs.
But despite everything that Jack just said, travel spending is also at an all-time high.
So even though things are very expensive and often breaking, us customers, we're still traveling.
Which leads to the question we know you're asking, why are so many flights? Why is so much baggage? Why is so much breaking right now?
Flights are getting canceled because a bubble is passing through a snake.
Jack, can you repeat that one for us, please?
A bubble is passing through a snake. Those are the words of Delta CEO and Nick's hero, Ed Bastian.
Early in the pandemic, Delta wanted... he knows how to deal with supply chains.
Yet he's early in the pandemic. Delta wanted their pilots to retire because retirements are cheaper than if Delta has to lay them off and pay a severance package.
Well, those Delta pilots, they took the offer and they retired down to Del Boca Vista and put on some swimsuits.
But now it's 2022. Travel is back, baby.
It is.
On July 1st of this year, there were more people passing through TSA than in the pre-pandemic equivalent.
So Delta wishes it had those pilots back and it is scrambling to hire them back. But here's the problem after it hires the pilots.
Piloting's kind of a big deal. Takes a little bit of time to train a pilot.
A lot more than becoming a waiter.
So there's 1,500 pilots at Delta almost ready to fly, but still in training.
Yeah, they're just not ready to fly yet, even though they've been hired.
So Delta has 95% of their staff back from pre-pandemic levels.
Fantastic.
But it can only operate at 82% capacity.
And it's because of those pilots. Delta says they are like one big training bubble passing through a snake.
Until the bubble passes through the snake, we get thousands of canceled flights and lost bags.
Honestly, it's a messed up analogy, but we're going to roll with it too.
Well, it's Ed's analogy, and he's a brilliant man, right, Nick?
He's a logistics legend.
Now, we know what you're all thinking after this story.
Didn't we bail out the airlines with billions of dollars of money in order to avoid those kind of layoffs?
Yeah, we did. This looks like a classic botching of bailout billions.
It's a botching of bailout billions that now has a bubble going through the snake. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in the airline industry?
To quote REM, it's the end of the world as we know it. But I feel fine.
Okay, Yetis, to sum up the Delta earnings here, they're still operating in a pandemic. Jet fuel prices are higher than ever, and airports are full of lost bags and angry customers, so they have to send out planes just to handle the lost bags.
Ouch.
But despite all of that, Delta is still profitable and is about to bring in more money than it ever has.
We're seeing this kind of situation across the economy. Inflation's a disaster. A recession is coming.
But personally, I'm doing fine.
CEOs are saying that. And many consumers are saying that too.
Consumer confidence, it's way down since we all keep hearing the R word recession thrown around.
But there isn't a recession yet, and consumers are still spending pretty big.
The way Jack and I see it, it's like everyone in this economy thinks it's the end of the world.
But many feel fine.
And now a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
We see ads all the time.
All over the place. $10 off this $5 promo code for that. Jack, you can buy 3 suits, you can get 1 free.
But something we always thought was cool about Robinhood, the free stock promo.
Yeah, this was wild. The promo isn't like some X amount of dollars. It's one stock.
If you signed up for Robinhood, they'd thank you with a single share in a publicly traded company on the house.
And that free stock promo, it actually helped drive Robinhood's growth and got new users in the stock market right away.
One of the most creative moves in promotional history.
So when Robinhood became our sponsor, naturally, Jack and I said, we got to do the free stock giveaway.
If you're not on Robinhood yet and you want to get started, go to Robinhood.com/T-Boy and get cash to select your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/T-B-O-Y. Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or the podcast.
For our third and final story, for the first time in 10 years, Snapchat is finally available on the web.
Because the audience grows, users grow, people grow. Why don't products grow?
First of all, Jack, love the Snapchat yellow sweater. I should point that out.
Unintentional, but thank you.
Now, secondly, Snapchat, remember their IPO 5 years ago? Feels like it was yesterday.
They said on their S1 IPO paperwork, "We are a camera company."
That was their one focus as a company, was to convince you that Snapchat was a camera company. They mentioned camera 79 times.
That's why it was only available to use on your phone. You had to use the app. They were obsessed with your phone's camera.
They like literally didn't have a website version. You had to use your phone. If you Google Snapchat today, you're just going to come to like a boring landing page.
Snapchat.com tells you to do one thing.
One thing.
Download the app.
They're like yelling at you, but seriously, download the app immediately.
What are you doing on our website? You should be on our app.
Why are you here?
But here's the news. Snapchat just launched this week, Snapchat for web.
Yes, and it's focused on one thing. And what is that one thing, Jack? Because it's not cameras.
Messaging.
Messaging.
You can't post pics, but you can message.
Now, here's what Jack and I find fascinating about this story. What Snapchat is launching shouldn't scare Facebook or Instagram or scare TikTok or any social media out there.
This is a Zoom crusher.
That's who it should scare. It should scare Zoom.
Because during the pandemic, Zoom jumped from a work product to a social product.
Yeah, it was like your party lifeline, like Zoom Bachelorette, Zoom Birthday, Zoom Simple Hangout.
We used the boring Zoom technology for fun activities during the early pandemic.
But Snap Messaging on a new website, that looks a lot like Zoom, but Zoom in a t-shirt, not in Zoom khakis.
In fact, Snapchat is already used for Zoom-like conversations. They host 100 million calls per month on the app.
Yeah, like voice or video, you can have up to 16 participants all at once on a Snapchat hangout. That seems a lot like Zoom.
But while Zoom only has like work function features, Snapchat has fun features.
So they have the same functional capability, but Snapchat has the filters and lenses to give yourself, you know, red freckles, bunny ears, and a dad bod.
Oh, your family has a Sunday evening hangout where you all get to talk to Nana?
Adorable.
You can set a filter so everyone in the conversation has laser eyes.
I'm sorry, Nana, are you into crypto? Okay, kind of cool.
Meanwhile, Zoom, their best feature is like letting you blur your background.
Oh, wow. Another person who's at a static beach image.
Now, the catch of this messaging thing, it's only available for Snapchat Plus members for now, which is $3.99 a month.
In the meantime, though, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Snapchat?
People grow up. Product should too.
5 years ago, when Snapchat IPO'd, nearly half of its users were teenagers.
Well, 5 years later, today, they're not all teens anymore.
No, they are, Jack. They're in the workforce, not high school. They got work, not homework.
So what Snapchat's doing with this new website is growing with their audience.
And here is the key part. They're changing to stay relevant without changing the core product.
The app stays the same for all the users, but now you can check your Snapchat at work without obviously pulling out your phone and getting a glare from your boss.
Because the audience grows, the users grow, the people, you all grow.
The product should grow with you.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for T-Boy Tuesday?
Subway tried to kill unwanted attention on its tuna with a lawsuit.
It backfired, though, because of the Barbara Streisand effect.
Our second story is that Delta's airline situation sounds horrible, but its profits and revenues are up.
It's the end of the world as we know it, but I feel fine. REM.
Our third and final story is that Snapchat just added Snapchat for the web.
You're growing. Your parents are growing. Your friends are growing. Everyone's growing these days. You know, why doesn't the product?
The product should grow with you.
Plants are growing. Animals are. I mean, we could go on. Grandma's shrinking. Jack, time for the best one yet. This one sent in by Andres Valles Ramirez from Torreon, Mexico.
I've never seen the pyramids in Egypt. My brother was there this past year, though. Great photos.
If you love the pyramids, a great photo op. But the biggest pyramid in the world isn't in Egypt.
It's in Mexico.
Yeah. The Pyramid of Cholula in the Mexican state of Puebla happens to be the largest pyramid in the world.
Here's the thing. It's 1,300 feet wide.
That's pretty wide.
And it's so broad, there's 5 miles of tunnels inside.
So it's actually much larger than the pyramids in Giza, but there's a reason it's not quite as popular.
Because this record-breaking pyramid, it is mostly hidden underground. It kind of just looks like a little mountain.
Yeah, it's got a lot of green on it, and it's kind of hard to see, so you can't really take any main photos.
The top is clearly a pyramid.
It is.
But like most of its body, you're like, oh, it's a hill.
Less of an Instagram opportunity. Not as popular a pyramid. Yetis, you look fantastic today. And remember, that $20 shawarma, it's sure worth it.
Doggy bags? It's a power move.
H-Y-H-T-B-O-Y.
Have you had the best one yet?
If you know, you know. Jack and I, we'll see you tomorrow. And before we go, a shout out to Yeti Steven Sebastian Decker, who has quite the mid-year's resolution.
Give up smoking in the next 6 months.
He's going to do it. There we go. That's a mid-year's resolution.
Puts my ice cream cone thing to shame.
And Ben and Jennifer, congratulations on getting married over in Las Vegas.
And huge congrats to Liz Phillips, who fixed a toilet after watching a fix-a-toilet video on YouTube.
And happy 20th birthday to Sarah Bourne over in New York City.
Happy birthday to Big Ben Woodridge in Richmond, Virginia.
And Paul Fu has a birthday and hasn't missed a day of this pod in 2 years down in Los Angeles.
Happy 31st to Stefano Leitner in San Francisco.
And a happy 16th birthday to Susie Cake, 16 years, making that celebration cake. It's fantastic.
And happy birthday to Kyle Cushman in Redondo Beach, California.
And Harold Salk in Newport, Rhode Island, is turning 90 years old.
His hardware store, Salk Hardware, is an institution, 5 generations running.
Celebrate that win.
This is Jack, Nick, and I both own stock of Robinhood.
And now a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
The first time we swiped up to buy a stock on Robinhood, whoa.
Yeah, Jack, you get like that like little vibration, boom, you've done a trade.
It wasn't just an incredible app. Robinhood added incredible resources too.
It started with the help center. Everyone has that.
Then came Robinhood Snacks, digestible financial news.
Then came the news feed, providing free third-party news from trusted sources.
And then came Robinhood Learn, a huge trove of articles explaining what the heck an ETF is.
Yeah, spoiler, it's like a stock smoothie. Jack and I actually wrote the article on that one.
If you're not on Robinhood yet, want to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY and choose a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. And by the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or the podcast.
Get me out of here!
There, I see your face. It's so well done.
You know the Mista lady? Yeah, I think I just killed her.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this, perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just 3 simple ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.